message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Feel to God's presence tonight, and I'm grateful to God to see your beautiful and handsome faces, and I know that you are not going back the same in Jesus' name. Somebody said for an encounter tonight, shout hallelujah. Conquest via the anointing is the topic we'll be talking about tonight. We have been on the series of a new anointing and new opportunities, and tonight we'll be speaking on conquest via the anointing. Conquest is the act of conquering in battles. Conquest is the act of conquering in battles. A conqueror is somebody who consistently wins in the battles of life. And you will agree with me that life is a battle. Sometimes I wonder why, when children are born into the world, the first thing they do is cry. Once a child is born and he doesn't cry, in fact, it's a concern to the doctors and the nurses. I believe he's crying because he's leaving his comfort zone of the mommy's tummy, of eating free food, enjoying good weather, and coming out into a life of battles. I must not deceive you, ladies and gentlemen. Life has battles. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, the Bible says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So even the Bible makes us to know that there is no challenge-free zone in life. There is no zone in life that you say, okay, this zone is challenge-free. By God's privilege, I've been privileged to go to a few countries of the world, and I've never seen any country that is devoid of challenges, that is devoid of battles. Quickly this evening, who is a conqueror? Who is a person that conquers in battles of life? Number one, they are people or persons backed up by God. Your back up determines your end up. The person backing you up determines how you will end in life. A conqueror is a man or a woman who is backed up by God. Number two, who is a conqueror in the battles of life? There are people that can never be defeated or molested because of who they are and who they belong to. Come again. Who is a conqueror? Is a person, or there are people that can never be defeated or molested because of who they are and who they belong to. Who you belong to determines how long you can live in life. If you belong to God, then you can live long. If you belong to anybody else, then one can easily be molested. During the time when Samson was still doing very well before he messed up, you will notice that Samson had carried unusual power for conquest. Power, anointing was on him. In Judges 14:19, you will see this man, the kind of person that he was, and what was responsible. And the Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Can you see that? That's the anointing. The anointing came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slayed 30,000 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garment unto them, which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. The Spirit of God upon Samson, because of who Samson belonged to at that time, was what made him to become a conqueror in the battles of life. When he deviated from God, and he deviated from God's precept, he became a nobody. May you never become a nobody in life in Jesus' name. There is a connection between the anointing, or the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the winning of battles in life. The more of the Holy Spirit you have, the more anointed you have, the more you will win battles of life. And I pray for somebody here today, in every battle of life that comes upon you, the anointing of God will make you come out as a winner in the name of Jesus. It will make you come out as a winner in Jesus' name. What is the connection between conquest and the anointing? Number one, the anointing makes battle very cheap. There's a connection between the anointing and conquest. Number one connection is that the anointing makes your battle very cheap. When God anoints you and empower you, you win battles cheaply. You enter into the ring and you come out as if you did not fight. When the Holy Spirit is on you and in you, things that makes others to fall makes you to become strong. What is the connection between the anointing and conquest? Number two, the anointing makes the power and the strength of God to be available to conquer. The anointing makes the power of God available for you to conquer. That's from today, that power of God will be available for you in the name of Jesus. Because of my time tonight, just give us a few examples. Examples of those who conquered via the anointing. Number one example is the example of David. David was a man who conquered via the anointing. If there was any man that fought battles like never before, it's a man called David. David practically fought battles all his regime from one battle to another. But despite this, David never lost any battle. No, there was no account that David had injury. And maybe they even mistakenly used blood, something to cut off a finger out of his fingers. Or maybe they shaved his head when they couldn't kill him. He always came out as a conqueror. Despite the fact that his brothers despised him and said, what can you do, you this small boy? What can you achieve? When he was about to go and fight Goliath, he said, you this small boy. They forgot that something had already landed on his head. In 1 Samuel 16 verse 13, you will see how the anointing was poured on him and how his life. And so then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And as a result of this anointing, the Spirit of the Lord came on David. And from that day, every battle that David won, that he fought, he came out as a winner. He came out unscratched. I don't know the battle that your family is going through now. Maybe your business is in a battle. Maybe your family is in a battle. Maybe your business is in a battle. Maybe your career is in a battle. Maybe your health is in a battle. You will come out clean. I say you will come out as a winner. I say you will come out as a winner. From today, all the battles of destiny, you are coming out clean in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? David went to war severally, yet nobody could kill him. He was unkillable because the anointing of God was on him. He was unkillable because the Spirit of God was on him. He got to a level that kingdoms came together to fight him. They couldn't win. His own child fought him. He couldn't win. People from inside his close cabinet gang up. They couldn't. How this gang up against you? They will lose in the name of Jesus. All those people coming, you know, when they cannot, they try a person alone and they can't win. They will now conjure themselves together. They will gang up. That's why the Bible says that although they shall gather, but because their gathering is not unto me, they will scatter. That gang up against you will scatter. That gang up against your family will scatter. You know the story of, you remember the story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1, how about three or four nations came together to fight him. Came together. They said, we can't fight this guy alone. Let us gang up together to fight him. And suddenly they faced themselves. They came together and they fought and they killed themselves. That is the same way those who are wishing you evil will kill themselves. The Ammonites, the Moabites, and people from Mount Seir, they came together and they killed themselves. Today, anybody wishing you evil, they will face themselves and kill themselves. I said they will face themselves and kill themselves. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. David's enemy were just looking at him like this. They could not touch him. They were just looking at him like this. They could not do anything to him. That's why he said in the book of Psalms 23, I think verse 4. Psalms 23 verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He was a man that death was around him. He was unkillable. Listen, that battle you are going through, you will never lose your life in that battle. You will not lose your property in that battle. Example number two of somebody who conquered through the anointing is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ came to fight battles for us. 1 John 3 verse 8. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy the work. He fought vehemently. 3 days, 3 nights, he was in the ground, in hell itself, to defeat the devil. Everywhere Jesus went to, he was conquering. In Matthew 8 verse 27, he saw the storm. He conquered the storm. Matthew 8 27, his disciples, they began to marvel. He said, but the men marvel, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? They could not understand.
How can wind be blowing and a man just say stop there and the thing will stop? Somebody say power. The power of God, the anointing of God upon you makes you to tell the devil, keep quiet there. Shut up there. And he must keep quiet. And today, I say keep quiet to every storm that is raging in your family in the name of Jesus. Even death. He conquered death. Death is like the ultimate. After death, judgment, nothing else. In John 11:43, Jesus conquered death. John 11:43, when he got to the place of Lazarus. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice. You know what he did here? When they said Lazarus was dead, he relaxed for 4 days. He didn't go anywhere. He knew that he had an... You see, when you know you have anointing, you are relaxed. When you know God is with you, you relax. There's no need to be going there. Scatter. He knew what he carried. And he went there and he spoke to the dead of 4 days. Somebody dead for four. I mean, friends, a cadaver of even 1 day, a dead person of 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. This guy must be dead and stinking. Say, forget dead and stinking. Forget dead and stinking. I'm talking. You are talking of dead and stinking. It's because you don't read your Bible if you read Ezekiel 37. Dry bones. This one is already bones, as in it's dead and it's already dry. I think call it forth. Ezekiel 37 verse 1. Not to talk of somebody of 4 days is a cheap case for me. Because he was a man that had access to the anointing. Something is coming on you tonight. I say something is coming on you tonight. And it will give you dominion over forces of darkness. It will give you dominion over powers of witches and wizards. It will give you dominion over principalities and powers. Can I hear your loudest amen? Because you know you have anointing. The power of God is upon you. You just know it. While I was in the Polytechnic, I told you the story a few times. We were on a fasting, 3 nights, 3 days, marathon fasting. First day, second day, third day. At the third day, I was going home at night after 3 days of not eating. And as I was going home, I did not know that in the city where we went to do that meeting, they said nobody must come out because they wanted to carry one God at night. Anybody that was caught in the middle of the night is going. I didn't know. So I started hearing drums. Papa, 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 papa. And, you know, after that, I was just moving like this. Desperate to get home, to be able to get something to eat. And then I heard them say, oh, they got somebody today. Wonderful. They saw me from afar off. And the drum increased. And their steps increased. I just relaxed. Because I knew where I'm coming from, something small has dropped on my head. Can't be eaten. I can't be eaten by the wicked. I can't be eaten by witches and wizards. So I walked in their middle like this and I passed. And I was waiting for just one person to just touch me like this. I give me slap straight. Just mistakenly just touch anywhere in my body. Say, you just want to. Just a small touch. Is at least 3 teeth must come out. So they were just looking at it. As if their hands were changed. I just walked up to my room as a little boy, had some fun till the morning, and went about. I decree today, no devil shall be able to waste your destiny. I say no devil shall be able to waste your destiny. Where blood is being shed, your blood will never be shed. Where blood is being shed, the blood of your children will never be shed. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Friends, without wasting our time tonight, what are the weapons for conquering? I'll give you a few of that and then we'll go to pray. The first weapon for conquering is fearlessness. If you want to conquer with the anointing on your head, you must be fearless. Fear is a thief and a robber. It robs people of their destiny. It brings glorious destiny to a halt. It stops a destiny that is going. It makes it stand at attention like it's not going forward again. The man who will conquer is one who will not be afraid. The man who will walk on water and not sink is one who will not give place to fear. If your desire is to do the impossible, if your desire is to do something that nobody has ever done, you want to break records, you want to set new records in your family, you must not be a man of fear. You must not be a woman of fear. Quickly, things to note about this issue of fear. If you will not fear, you will not sink. If you will not fear in the battle you are going through now, if you refuse to fear, you will not sink in that battle. Number two thing that you need to note about this issue of fear is that fear is a spirit and it must be resisted. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So that tells me that fear is a spirit. And that spirit, if it comes to you, you have to resist it. Devil comes to you and says, no, you can't get pregnant. You resist that spirit. Devil tells you that as you are going on this journey now, by the time you are coming back, something evil would have happened. You reject that spirit. Devil says, and the admission that is that you will see that they will even paste next list now, your name will not come out. You reject the spirit. Devil says, don't you think that this your business will just collapse one day and there will be nothing to fall back upon? It's a spirit. And you fight that spirit. You fight that spirit. You speak against it. Some of us, we are too quiet. You are too quiet. When devil is bringing bad thoughts to your heart, it's not a time to keep quiet. You speak out. No, impossible. Shut up, idiot. He can hear you. I say it's a spirit. Every spirit of fear in anyone's heart today is arrested in the name of Jesus. It's arrested in the name of Jesus. It's arrested in the name of Jesus. Fearlessness is the warrior's backbone. Fearlessness is the conqueror's backbone for exploits and achievements. I'm still on things to note on the issue of fear. Fearlessness is the backbone. How many of you know the importance of backbone? Backbone. I'm seeing doctors here smiling at me. Backbone. When you refuse to fear, your achievement is sure. Your deliverance is sure. Your testimony is sure. When you refuse to fear. This is the major tool the enemy uses against most Christians. Just bring one wicked devil to tell you can't make it, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yeah, over my dead body. Easy. Or they send you text message and be threatening you. Immediately they tell you that, you pick the phone and you tell them you are a very, very stupid and useless person. You speak back at them. Did you notice that when Goliath was speaking against Moses, against David, did you see what David did? Goliath was speaking, you this small boy, you this small boy, what can you do? He said, you this man, I will deal with you. I will cut your hair. Best we eat your hair. He didn't allow him to have the last say. Don't allow your enemies to have that girl that is pursuing your husband. Don't allow her to have the last say. Anybody that wants to put fear in you is from the devil himself. Because there is no fear in love. Anybody that wants to put fear in you is from the devil. You reject it. And one of the tools the wicked uses is to put fear in our hearts. To tell us, you can't do it. You can't prosper. You can't do this. We'll deal with you. We'll do this. See, people that can really deal with you, they won't tell you they will deal with you. Hello? People that can really deal with you, they will not tell you anything. They'll just keep quiet. People that can really deal with you, they will not say anything. Many years ago, I was working in an organization, and a young guy who is a little superior to me used to make fun of me. I heard you are a pastor. calling pastor like different name. Among all the colleagues. But he's my superior, so I kept quiet. I only said in my heart, I couldn't say it out because he can recommend me for sack. In my heart, I said, God, show him that you sent me. I mean, that was before this ministry started. Show him that you sent me. I couldn't say it out. They just went for a meeting one day, and the oga of the place just looked at him and said, yeah, you, what are you even doing here? I said, oh yeah, follow him back. Collect his official car. Go and pack everything from your office. You are sacked. No. The next time he saw me, he proceeded to greet me. Praise the Lord. People that can really deal with you, they will not say anything. They will just keep quiet. You can even push their hand. When you see somebody saying, I will deal with you. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. He cannot do anything. He doesn't have any power. He doesn't have any power. That guy, I had to beg God for God to have mercy on him to get another job. After like 2 or 3 years, when he was at home and he didn't get a job, I had to beg God. I said, God, please, sir, I'm begging you. Like, the story of Miriam and Aaron and Moses. I think that's in Numbers chapter 11 or so, 11 or 12, where they were speaking against Moses and how God defended. I said, God, please, sir, just have mercy on this guy, his family, his children. Say, okay, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah, release. Praise the Lord. God will fight for you today. I say, God will fight for you today. I say, God will fight for you today. Yeah, that story of Miriam and Aaron is in Numbers chapter 12. Now, let's go on to what we are actually talking about. So, fearlessness is what makes you to do exploits. The anointing is already on your head. Don't be fearful. You see your child sick. Put your hand upon him. Cast out that devil. Cast out that devil. You see your car not working. It's devil that entered into that engine that made it want to look like it wants to knock. Cast out that wicked thing from the engine. A fearful believer has lost the battle against the devil. If you are fearful with the anointing on your head and with the power that God has given you, you have already lost the battle. Don't fear. Refuse to fear. And only the fearless can bring down the glory of God. Only the fearless can bring... Look at a man like Paul in Romans chapter 8 verse 31. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's the kind of way you should be talking. If God be for us, who can be? Romans 8 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? There's nobody. That's why one of the things you must pursue every day is that God should be for you. That's why one of the things you must always... Anyway, we'll get to that when we get to the issue of counsel. So, it's important for us, ladies and gentlemen, to resist fear. If you want the anointing on your head to work, if you want the grace of God in your life to work, I want you to say it loud, I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. Fear is a torment. So if you fear, you have already lost that battle. When you feel as if you are feeling fear, that's why you must always invest massively in the word. Because without the word, there is no way you will not fear. The way I'm talking to you now, if you go out now and they will say, stop there. I say, are you stupid? Don't you know who I am? Do you know where I'm coming from? You have faith because you are just coming from the house of God. But when you come only like once in 3 weeks or once in 1 month, when the devil comes, say, what do I do now? Say, enter that car. Say, enter which car? But when you are a man that listens to the word, when you are a woman that the word of God becomes a regular part of you, fear disappears. Every spirit of fear tormenting anyone here tonight disappears in Jesus' name. It disappears in Jesus' name. And of course, number two weapon for conquering your fear is divine direction. Divine direction. Divine direction. Divine direction is vital to anyone that wants to conquer in the battles of life. John chapter 8 verse 28. John 8 verse 28. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that God will divinely direct you in Jesus' name. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father had taught me, speak these things. Jesus was a man that was divinely directed. In Psalms 32 verse 8, Psalms 32 verse 8 says, I will instruct you, I will teach you in the way to go. I will guide you with my own eyes. If your desire is to win in the battles of life, you need guidance. You need instruction. No matter the level of anointing on your head, if you are not yet guided, you can't conquer. And as from today, I see God guiding you in the name of Jesus. And you cannot be guided except you are meek. You can't be guided except you are ready to ask. Or people that travel with me know that one of the things I like to do most when I'm traveling is to ask for the road. Because if you miss the road without asking, by the time you want to regain that right path, you will lose a lot of hours. In my place, they say, he that asks for the road does not miss the road. Somebody knows that area. You don't know that area. You now put your hand, you now go in the steering. Say, I must get it by force, by fire. I must get it. Without asking anybody for the road, there is no way you'll be able to get the road. As from today, I see God directing you in the name of Jesus. In the battles of life, I see God directing you in the name of Jesus. I mean, in our own little lives, we have had several battles that God will just speak to me in the night or in the day. Do this. I was telling Pastor Moshe some time ago, God just spoke to me to be going around our house in the dead of the night and be anointing it from 12 midnight. I just felt something. And then I was going around. Sometimes I'll pray in the night. And then everybody will be like, what's wrong with this man? What is wrong? Can't you pray inside? Someone said divine direction. And I can't tell you the amount of battles that were won thereafter. Sometimes battles come. And sometimes God is the one that will just show you how to eliminate that battle. There might be a gadget in your house. He wants to direct you to see it. And then you can flush it out. There might be an evil person living with you or living around you. And God will show you and then you can deal with that situation. If anybody will win in the battles of life, he must be directed. He must be directed. She must be directed. You notice all the warriors in the scriptures were people that were directed by God. All the warriors that were children of God, they always ask God, what do we do? Do we go for this battle? Do we stop here? Do we go like this? What do we do? What is the next thing to do? Every man or woman that will conquer the battles of life must be directed. And you cannot be directed except you are ready to ask. And as I round up tonight, in conclusion, my counsel is as follows. Remain fearless despite the threat of the wicked, because God is with you. Number one, remain fearless despite the threat. You know the story of Nehemiah when Sambalat and Tobias were talking, they said, this thing you are doing, they say it will soon crash. He remained fearless and he was able to finish what he was doing. Remain fearless. Number two counsel. Study the word of God regularly to inject enough faith to fight your battles. Study the word of God regularly to inject enough faith to be able to fight your battles. Number three counsel on how to conquer. Don't run away from the battles that has come forth for you. Fight them and win. Many will see some devil will try to attack them and they will try to run away from a particular city or from a particular country. No! Don't run away. Fight that battle. Some time ago, somebody sent me a video of a chicken and a dog that was fighting. I don't know if you have seen it before. A chicken and a dog. The dog was fighting. The chicken was fighting. The dog was fighting. All of a sudden, dog turned his back and started running away. Chicken started pursuing dog. I say, that is exactly what happens with the devil. That's why the Bible says, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise his standard against them. When they come against you, don't say, If they give you the battle hot, give it to them hot. If they give you hot, give them hot. Because when you run away from it, by the time they will come back again, they will come up with seven times the power. But when they come and they go back with bruises, maybe out of, how many teeth does an adult have? 30? 32. Out of 32, maybe they go back with just 7. You have eliminated 25. Alright, they came with 2 ears. 3 of them came with two ears. Only one person went back with just 1 ear. You cut off like 5 ears out of the 6. Good. Also, some of them came with they came with nice figure. You slash them, cut somebody's breast, you cut somebody, you remove, plug somebody's eye. By the time they go back to those that sent them, they will say, "Oh boy, oh Oga, next time you want to send us on a mission, not to this madam's house, please." Look at what I've become. That's how to deal with the devil. From today, every battle that will come for you, you are the one that will come out as a conqueror. The same God that saved David, that David fought battles and he never lost. That same God is your God. He's the same God. And the Bible says, Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35, that God is not a respecter of persons. Anything you are going through, somebody else has gone through it before and they came out. You will come out of that battle. You will come out of that situation. You will come out of that circumstance. You will come out of that situation. You will come out of that circumstance. You will win that battle. You will win that battle. That battle over your job shall be won. That battle over your children shall be won. That battle over your health shall be won. That battle over your destiny shall be won. That battle over your finances shall be won. That battle over your career shall be won. You will come out as a winner. You will come out as a conqueror. You will come out and emerge as a winner. In the name of Jesus. In your family, they will thank God for you. Your neighbors will thank God for you. Your friends will thank God for you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. As you go home tonight, God is going to cause a change in your life and in your destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare that battle over tonight. I declare that battle over. tonight, I declare you a winner. I declare you a winner. You will not be a casualty. 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 The battle that killed your mother will not kill you. The battle that killed your father will not kill you. The battles raging in your family will not come to your doorsteps. The battle that is raging in your community will not come to your doorsteps. In the name of Jesus. After battle comes victory. And I decree your time of victory has come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.